It's been around for a long time, but not everybody knows about it. Well, the Unified Community Resource Council formed back in the early 90s as a way to put all of the resources available in Baxter Marion County together and learn about each other's organizations to where we could share resources with each other about what's available in the community. So it's everything from nonprofits to what other businesses are doing, what other services they provide. And like I said, both in Baxter and Marion County. So the website they formed after that was called TwinLakesCommunity.org. It's all a one-stop shop for the services that are provided in Baxter and Marion counties, especially useful for seniors and retirees, that sort of group that may need to take services or get services but don't know where to look. You can start there.
Can you give us an example of some of the organizations that are part of your network?
Kindness Inc., several representatives from the hospital, the library. We have home health care. I could name off quite a few.
Yes.
Ozark Opportunities, mm-hmm. A lot of service industries that service, like I said, both Baxter and Marion counties.
Kimberly, we were talking about a specific example before we started the show this morning about one that I didn't know was an availability for seniors here locally.
Yes, I didn't know about it either. It's Bullshoes Telecare. They offer a free calling service to anyone that registers between 8:15 and 9:15, 365 days a year. If you don't answer the phone, then they ask you to give some close contacts that they'll reach out to and see if they know about you. And if needed, then they'll call in a
wellness check.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an amazing resource that probably a lot of seniors even listening today didn't realize was out there for them.
It's a free service and it's available to anyone in Marion and Baxter County. So it's a wonderful thing.
The cool thing about your meetings is they're not just for the organizations to get together to talk. The public is invited to attend also.
Oh, absolutely. The public can come in anytime, you know, and be a part of the organization if you'd like. We keep our membership dues really low. They're $15 a year, and that just covers expenses, or we may have a recruiting luncheon or something like that, so that we can continue to get the word out and get people on board.